somebody's in a war and a bullet goes through your arm, you say that you got what?
Wounded.
And what is, have you ever heard of a kind of wound that won't heal? The flesh just won't heal?
No.
Have you ever heard of proud flesh before?
Yeah.
Now what is that, what would that mean?
Flesh or an area around where that it won't heal, that it acts abnormally.
Okay. And what if you cut your finger and you get something out of the medicine chest to help it keep from being infected? What's that called? That medicine you get out of the bottle front of an eye?
Iodine.
Okay. And what used to be given sometimes is tonic for malaria. Started with a Q.
Quinine.
Okay. And give me some terms for death. What does somebody do when somebody...
They die. They pass away.
Okay. Anything else?
They croak.
Okay. Have you ever heard
they expire?
You ever heard kick the bucket?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would that, how would that be used? That be used?
I think it'd be used in a lighthearted manner.
Mm-hmm.
Just the same as maybe threw in their cards.
Mm-hmm.
If they were a gambler.
If you were talking about one of your somebody who died, you'd say, I don't know what he died. Okay. What's the place called where people were buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. And what are they buried in?
Graves.
And what are they in? What covers them up?
A coffin.
And are there any other names for that?
A casket.
Okay. What happens? What do you call the ceremony that folks have when they're
a funeral?
Okay. And the people who are there are what?
Mourners.
Okay. And if somebody greets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling just about average, you say, oh,
I'm pretty good or okay.
Okay. Somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll all come out all right. What?
By and by.
Okay. And they want to tell you, if you're worried, they want to tell you, don't what?
Don't worry or don't fret.
Okay. What's the disease the joints called?
Arthritis.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Bursitis.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of rheumatism or rheumatiz?
Yes, rheumatism.
Rheumatism would be what arthritis is. Okay, what's that severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat called?
Tonsillitis.
Okay, have you ever heard of that disease of the throat the children used to have? It starts with a D.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And what's that disease called that makes you yell it?
Hepatitis.
Okay, have you ever heard it called anything else?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And same, would that be the same thing?
Well, it's not really the same thing, but a lot of people call it that.
And when you're having an attack of appendix, and you have to have it taken out, what's that called?
That's appendicitis.
Okay. Now give me some terms for what happens to you when you eat something that doesn't agree with you and you have to get rid of it.
Regurgitate, throw up, upchuck, bar.
You ever heard the one starts with Z?
Vomit.
Okay, any others?
That's all ones except for like when you're joking a lot.
Okay. And what if you just done that, you say, I was sick. What would you say? I was sick
at my stomach.
Okay. And she hardly got the, if you're talking about a gossipy woman, she hardly got the news when she came right over.
And started blabbing or started talking about it.
Okay. Let me see here. What are some terms for dating that you know about? Or serious dating, that kind of thing.
Going steady.
Okay. Anything else?
Going together.
Mm-hmm.
Dating steady.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing each other.
What does a girl call her? What is a guy she dates? What does she call him?
It's her boyfriend.
Okay, anything else?
Maybe her man.
Okay, have you ever heard steady?
Yeah.
Okay, but you'd use probably boyfriend.
All right.
What does he call her? She is his what?
Girlfriend, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Probably steady also.
Mm-hmm. What is a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little kid brother says, you've been what?
Smooching or kissing or necking.
Okay.